Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The peaceful sound of wind chimes at the front door of this well-appointed home in suburban Boston is deceiving.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
It's a bit chaotic.
Chaotic because this family's been struggling to deal with the mental health needs of one of the children.
It's kind of like having a tornado in your house.
Carol laughs often to try to deflect from the seriousness of her complicated story. She has boxes and file cabinets full of notes and records about the years of testing, medications, doctors, and programs for her now 17-year-old son. He's the second of her five children. She says she's gotten a different diagnosis from almost every doctor they've seen over the years. She reads me some of the litany of opinions.
Generalized anxiety disorder with panic, major depressive disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, combined type, oppositional defiant disorder. He is not. That's wrong. But, you know, he's a tough kid. It's very difficult to pigeonhole.
But her son's story started out rather simply when he was in preschool, and he began taking Ritalin for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
He couldn't comply with the structures or, you know, the restrictions of school. Or not that he couldn't, but he was having trouble, like sitting still in circle time. He was very active, and so he could be disruptive. He was off and on and tried every drug available.
And her son eagerly shares his experiences with the mental health system.
The doctors were just prescribing me so much medicine, I couldn't even function, honestly. I've told doctors that I'd rather taper up on the medicine slower than they want me to start taking it, just because I think I know my body better than they do, and psychiatric drugs are pretty, they can just mess with your head a lot.
It's all trial and error with these drugs because everyone reacts differently, but you have to find out. So the finding out process is just awful, can be traumatic.
Finding a doctor was also traumatic for them. Even though Massachusetts has more child psychiatrists than any other state, there are only 7,000 in the entire country. So this family's experience is described as common. It includes many doctors not taking new patients or having long waiting lists or only taking cash, usually thousands of dollars. Eventually, they found a doctor and medication that worked for a while. Because with high school came drug use, and everything fell apart.
It was like watching someone fall off a cliff.
Just started using drugs and hanging out with older kids, kind of.
I found little straws in his room, and I was freaked out. You know, I found a spoon with a burn mark underneath. And he was running drugs on his cell phone. This kid has no organizational abilities. I mean, he had his cell phone organized as numbers for the kids that liked, you know, marijuana and the kids that wanted OxyContin. These were scary drugs. I mean, we're not talking a little marijuana.
I had problems with addiction and basically recovering from addictions.
I just kept taking him in to therapists, and it was just, everything was chaotic. I didn't know what he was doing. I knew he wasn't, you know, doing the right things, and I couldn't have any control.
When Carol tried to gain control with more intensive treatment, she found out the hard way that psychiatric issues and substance abuse are usually treated separately. That's even though about 85% of teenagers with substance abuse problems also have psychiatric issues. And many doctors will not prescribe psychiatric drugs to teen substance abusers because of uncertainty about how the drugs might interact. So a therapist then recommended a residential substance abuse treatment program.
I think I was 15 when I went, and when I got there, I already knew I didn't belong.
And that program turned out to be for juvenile criminal offenders.
Everyone else who was there was there because it was a step-down program from being in jail. It was from juvenile lockup, and I was the only one there who wasn't in lockup, so It's strange when it's your first time because you're a kid from the suburbs and you walk up to people and they say, oh, I'm from Dartmouth Blue Meadows Projects. And then I'm from Sudbury. I ended up getting kicked out of that program because I was getting assaulted and I started fighting kids back.
And what this family agrees is the worst experience has been in hospitals.
When I was in youth psychiatrics, I would just see all the time, like, once you have to get restrained, once they restrain you in youth psychiatrics, if you're acting too violently, then they take syringes full of Thorazine and they hold you down in prone position so you're flat on your stomach, and then they pull down your pants and stick a needle into your, through your muscle in your ass, and it's basically just passes you out for a bit.
He was hospitalized 4 times before his senior year of high school.
And then they would just leave the kids lying in bed, but that was pretty much the most terrible experience, was seeing like little screaming kids get dragged off and hear them scream while they put like syringes up their ass. It's disgusting. It's horrible.
Some helpful doctors in a 6-week wilderness program did make a difference, but that cost more than $50,000. So now Carol is again looking for a doctor and putting together a new patchwork of services. And here they are, some 13 years after the first suggestion of a mental health problem, and they have neither a clear diagnosis nor treatment plan as age 18 and legal adulthood approaches.
I'm always going to worry about him. I don't know what, you know, he's going to do. You know, I just want him to be, you know, you change your perspective. I want him to be happy and law-abiding and self-supporting. You know, that's all.
Her son hopes to graduate next year from an alternative public high school and go on to college. He sums up his experiences in a cynical but positive way.
There definitely is problems with the system, but a lot of it is, I would say, human error. I know there's a lot of stuff with doctors and insurance companies, and sometimes it's more about money than it is treatment, maybe, but I think I did benefit overall from it.
At this point, it's difficult to know how much of a benefit. There are few national, let alone statewide, statistics on children's mental health. An estimated 300,000 kids in Massachusetts have a mental health problem, but what we don't know from the numbers are stories like this one. How many families are not getting the appropriate treatment or medication? How many can't find a doctor? These are questions we'll explore throughout our series this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.